had a great album, well, welcome received album, Web of Ghosts and God, of course. Like, so many fans are so happy to know that you got a new album coming out, Meditations and all that. So, how would you say, in your own words, the album, like, holds up against the previous release you did?
Mm-hmm. Well, it you know, we did very well with Ghosts and Gods. It was a big record for Cataclysm. It also got us a Grammy in Canada, like it's called the Juno Award. So we got that. We had a lot of recognition for the record, and it was a very healthy comeback. But you know, Cataclysm doesn't stand still. We're not the type of band that stays on one recipe. You know, we continue to evolve as a band. Even if this is our 13th album, you know, we've been around for a long time. So for us, it's very important to keep fresh and different, you know. And I think Meditations is a very melodic driven record. It's got a lot of groove oriented stuff. You know, that's our trademark, but the important factor about this album is that there's something for everyone. You know, you're going to have simplistic tracks that, you know, you just want to headbang to, but then you're going to have complex stuff as well. So it's a very diversified Cataclysm record that touches a little bit of the band's career from the early days all the way to the Ghosts and Gods. And very happy with it. The main difference also is the production. We've used an outside of the box type of producer for this one. His name is Jay Rustin. He worked with bands like Stone Sour, Anthrax, and the likes like that. And so for us, using a guy like that, coming from the underground with a guy that's more commercial sounding records, he was able to kind of get those big drum sounds that we needed, and, you know, like make everything nice and audible and clean. So we were very happy with it. And we used Paul Logis, which is a guy from New York, actually, that he worked on the Pantera records. So he mastered all the Pantera records. And so it's got that little Far Beyond driven type of aggressiveness to it, you know. So we're happy about it. And we need to change, you know. Everybody is using the same guys all the time, and everything's starting to sound the same. And we wanted to take a step forward, you know.
Oh, definitely. That's good. That's excellent. That's awesome to hear. As you guys are, you know, pushing more of your musicianship and getting more melodic and groovy in your music. A lot of the fans really love the melodic side of you guys. They really do love it. You know, and during the recording process, how was it, like, this time around when it comes to recording? Like, you guys been around for such a long time. Like you said, you guys are basically death metal vets and this, and you definitely know strangers when it comes to recording in the studio. Were there any challenges, or was it in the studio, or is it more like you guys have a formula that you just go with and it just works for you guys?
Well, you know, we worked on this record a bit differently than we've had in the last 10 years because we all live in different cities. You know, half the band is in Montreal, Canada, and then the other half, like myself, I'm in Chicago, and my guitar player is in Dallas. So it's very difficult to get together, you know, and we were able to, you know, from day one to say, hey, this album, let's work together on it. Like, let's make time to see each other and bounce ideas off each other on the spot. And that's how this record came about. So, that was a very different approach. Also, over the years, we were able to, you know, save money and build our own studios. So we have two studios, one in Texas, one in Montreal. And we built and record there. So that's how we did this one, and we're very happy that it came out very organically.
That's awesome. And believe me, like the two singles you got out right now, Guillotine and Narcissus, they are amazing tracks. I've been listening to them, and they are just amazing in my opinion. Then again, I'm a big time death metal fan.
Then on June 1st, on this Friday, when the record drops, we're going to drop a new single as well. It's going to be Outsider. That's coming out on Friday with a new video. So that's going to be released this Friday. So you stay tuned for that, because that video is fucking badass. We had a great time recording it. I think some people will like it a lot.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. How's the feedback from the fans so far from the two of the songs you released so far? Has it been nothing but, you know, positive energy?
Well, you know what? Our fans love it. We don't have I think a typical death metal crowd that follows Cataclysm. Cataclysm is a very hybrid type of band. It's got influences from everything. Obviously, some people, you know, will criticize whatever you do, but that's the world we live in now. So you gotta roll with the punches with that. And sometimes Top Narcissist was maybe a little bit too simple and too, you know, to the point, which was the idea of the song. Eventually, we just wanted to show that we could do a song that's simple, but it's gonna be a hit, you know. And it's, you know, look at AC/DC, you know. But then the record's so diverse that their songs, you know, they, what I don't like sometimes from fans, you know, or critics, I should say, is that they'll label the whole record on a track, and you can't do that with Cataclysm. Cataclysm is a very hybrid band, like I said, and it has tentacles everywhere. And so, you know, you're going to have songs that are going to be almost influenced by bands like Dissection or Carcass on the album, but then you're going to have songs that are going to go more of the Pantera way, you know, like a little bit more aggressive, groove-oriented stuff. So melodic groove, that's what you're going to get with Cataclysm. And if you know the band, you have an idea what it is. So in general, the consensus is that the record is great, and that we're having, you know, great reviews so far. It's up there as one of our best records. A lot of magazines saying it's our best in the last decade. So that's big news for us. But at the same time, you're going to have the critics, you know, and that's how the world, you know, whirls right now. So we're good for it. We can take it.
I can totally understand. And the great thing is that you guys are so good with your fans, and like all your, like you say, your fans, you know, the typical death metal group. They come from all different walks of life when it comes to the metal community. And you guys, you're not like a, you know, like One Trick Pony. You guys have so many elements in your music. And this album sounds like it's gonna have all of them, like all those elements that makes you guys like so amazing of a band. Can we expect? Because you guys are going on tour right now, right? And you're going to be going to Hellfest this year, right?
Yeah. We're going to do 4 release shows first. That's going to start this weekend. We're going to New York, Cincinnati, Chicago, and L.A. And then we're going to, a couple of days after that, after the L.A. show, we're flying to Germany. We're doing with Full Force. We're going to be doing open airs through, like, across Europe, Crash Pop, Hellfest, all those. So, yeah, that's how we're going to start the campaign that way, promoting this record. So we look forward to that.
I expect you guys playing, like, a lot of the old-school Cataclysm stuff in your set list, as well as new stuff?
We're going to play a little bit of everything, for sure. We just have such a strong following of bands fans that have specific albums that they love, that we have to follow, you know, that way. You know, the problem is that we have 13 records, so we can't do everything. You know, it's impossible. But, you know, we go choose and pick what, you know, most fans want, and we'll do that. But then we're going to be also playing some new material, because we're out there to promote it. So that's what's going to happen.
Awesome. I got one more question for you, because I want to make sure you get some time to relax and all that.
Well, thank you, man.
No problem. So with touring, like, you know, you guys, like I said, you guys go on tour, doing a lot of release shows and all that. A lot of bands haven't been, you know, you are one of the best bands when it comes to touring, being vets and doing what you do. Has there been, like, the most any challenges when it comes to touring? Like, are these different countries and all this stuff? Like, any challenges that you like to share with us?
You have to always, you know, stay a step ahead and make your show interesting and have the connection with the fans, you know. So the challenge is just that there's more and more bands touring, and it's more difficult to get people's attention. I think that's the biggest challenge that everybody's facing right now. People are, attention spans seem to be shorter, so it's a little harder to kind of keep momentum going when you got it. But luckily for Cataclysm, we've built an incredible fan base, like I said, and we have that thing where the fans are just with us, you know, and it's we're very lucky for that. I mean, overseas, Cataclysm is almost a household name at the moment, you know, especially places like Germany, Switzerland, Austria, and even in England and all that. But when we the U.S. is always a bit more challenging. It's a bit harder here. But, you know, we work hard, and we're here, and we got a fan base that comes, and there's people, you know, traveling 2-3 shows on this release shows to come to follow the band. So I think that's super cool. So
that is awesome.
Look forward.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome too. Like, you guys are definitely, me going to Germany, seeing you guys live, you guys are so well welcome over there. Like, almost everyone knows you guys. It's like, You're like the Coca-Cola of Germany, I guess you can say.
yeah, for sure, yeah.
I want to say thank you so much once again, Larin Metalheads Forever, to do the interview. You guys are such the nicest, one of the nicest guys of all time that we ever interview. And I hope
thank
you guys...
Thank you so much.
No problem.
I appreciate your support, and continue doing what you do. Do a good job, and hopefully we'll catch you around another concert.
Well, definitely, yeah, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, by the way, and I can't wait to get the album myself this weekend.
awesome, man. Thank you so much for your support.
No problem. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Cheers.